Having completed this groundwork, we can now move on to setting objectives for our project or work package. An objective is defined as a precise statement of what is to be achieved within a certain time frame, usually in addition to normal day-to-day activities, for example, a particular project, report, or other package of work. It is like the beam of a torch on a dark night. It shows the way ahead. It should be specific in terms of what you want done and when you want it done, so that you can decide at a later date whether or not it has been achieved. The benefits of setting performance objectives are that they help a person to perform well in their job, enable a person to contribute more effectively to business objectives, assist in developing a person's potential, promote continuous improvement, provide a set of goals in a complex work environment, motivate people by having a clear sense of purpose, give direction and consistency, provide a basis for planning, and provide a base for meaningful performance feedback. Ideally, they should start with the chief executive, who sets objectives for each director. These then cascade through the organisation to ensure that everyone is working towards achieving the overall business objectives. Individual and project objectives will vary in range and scope. Some will cover the daily responsibilities of the job and other duties that keep the work flowing properly at acceptable levels of quality. Others will relate to specific projects or initiatives that a person may be involved with. Writing SMART objectives. It is best to stick to approximately 4 to 6 main project objectives. Once you have identified these, you will need to break them down into workable sub-objectives. Some people prefer to call these targets or goals. Whatever you call them, they must be clear-cut and not simply vague statements of intent. The best way to do this is to ensure that they are what we call SMART. S is for specific. The objective should be specific and clear enough so that anyone involved can understand it, know what is meant by it, and exactly what it is that will need to be accomplished. If in doing this the objective appears to be overloaded with detail, then there may in fact be more than one objective contained within. In this case, they should be split out. Or perhaps the objective is referring to sub-activities or criteria, in which case they should be referenced in an appendix to the objective. M is for measurable. Include a performance standard. When objectives are measurable, it is easier to agree later on what has been achieved. The objective needs to be measurable in order for its progress to be monitored during implementation and to demonstrate its ultimate delivery. Measures will usually hinge around the criteria of cost, time, quality, and/or quantity. A is for achievable. The individual must have the necessary skills or knowledge to achieve the objective, or be able to acquire them quickly. A can also be for agreed or accepted. In order for it to be a success, the objective needs to be agreed by all relevant parties. It is preferable that it is also accepted if true support and buy-in are to be achieved. This highlights the difference between commitment and compliance. R is for realistic. The objectives must be realistic. Are the ability, the time and resources available to achieve them? Another option is whether the objective is clearly relevant to the overall aim of the department, team, or project. T is for time-bound. Include target dates in your objectives. Specify when the results must be achieved, and don't leave an objective open-ended. Also remember to consider and build in the three components of 1. Action. What is the person actually going to do? 2. Standard. What level of performance is expected or required? And 3. condition. Under what conditions, in what circumstances, will the task be achieved? An example of a project objective could therefore be to prepare and submit a job description blueprint for the new appraisal system for approval by the HR director by the end of January. This now completes our section on project and work package definition as we move on to look closer at project planning.